WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Thank God it's Friday!
Light it up, baby!
Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
This is Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubblegum. Roddy Piper. We talked a little bit about it last night. God, it sucks. It sucks getting old. It sucks watching people pass away. Obviously, family, friends, et cetera, but it sucks when you watch people growing up. Who do you watch as a youngster, not that you're young, but, you know, you're a couple years younger than me. Couple. Thanks for piping in. Pipe, get it? Pipe, Piper, uh-huh. Who did you watch?
You're on a roll.
I know. In your, you know, mid to late teens to about now. Who would you associate with? And we briefly talked about it on the national show last night, like I did with Randy Savage and Roddy Piper and, you know, Ultimate Warrior and Undertaker and all those guys.
And it's a little bit hard for me because of my age. A lot of the guys that I've seen slash grown up with, they're not quite at that age yet to be dying.
No, I understand that.
From that aspect, it's a little different.
I understand they're not dying. What I'm saying is so that you can kind of relate to, and I know we talked about this, you know, when Dusty Rhodes passed away, right. The same kind of thing. You know, and it's different nowadays because, you know, there's computers and there's internet and there's all that crap that wasn't around,
sure,
you know, in the 70s and in the 80s. I don't know when all this stuff started. But, you know, every Saturday, you know, Championship Wrestling from Florida, every Sunday you'd watch the on Channel 44 just before Bob Alvarez would do his news. Little throw out there for Bob Alvarez. It was just weird. And then to go back and what timing, and we talked about it last night with Tom Lawler. I'm glad we didn't talk about it with Josh Koscheck. The fact that Roddy Piper was big on the iPokes. And then the very next day, not only does Rowdy Ronda Rousey fight in Brazil, but Paul Harris, 3, 4, 9 times, you know, jabs his fingers, allegedly, you know, into the eyes of Jake Shields.
Did you see the post-fight pictures? I think it was 1 or 2 days after. Jake Shields' face and his eyes, how messed up they were.
Yeah.
Pretty telling.
We tried to get a hold of Ray Cepho, and we're going to talk about that whole situation, you know, here shortly. Also coming up momentarily, the return of Steve Savanio, Audio Technica. We're going to talk about something up your alley, and I know we've done it a couple times. We're going to talk about the ATH PDG-1, which is the gaming headset. And I just, you know, I did my 10 seconds of prep, and I found out something very interesting about this headset. Okay. And we'll get to that after we get to the man himself. He is on the line from Audio Technica, Steve Savanio. Steve, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you doing? I'm actually taking kind of a day off today because it was my birthday. And my birthday was yesterday, and I had a big concert last night, so I decided to stay home today.
A big concert, meaning you opened for Bruce Springsteen last night?
No, it wasn't that good. But I was, the band I work with was doing a big show, and I decided to go out and hang out with them. So it was a fun night, and I slept in this morning. So
very cool.
Happy birthday.
Have a nice day off.
I hope you had a very happy birthday, and we're honored that on a day off after your birthday, you'd take a couple minutes to talk to us about another Audio-Technica product. And I know we've talked about it a few times. This is like the cream of the crop right here when you're talking gaming. I believe we're talking the ATH-PDG-1.
That is correct. It's our premium gaming headset. And what we've done is we've taken some of the features of our audiophile headsets for comfort and audio performance, and couple them with a boom microphone so you could do interactive gameplay.
Now, when I did my 10 seconds of research, like I always try to do, can you also use this on your regular iPhone?
I don't think it has the iPhone connector per se. It has a double connector, and I think there's an adapter available for it. So I don't know. I've never tried it on an iPhone. I do know it does work well on regular computer audio where you've got a separate mic and headphone output.
Because this is one of those products, and we always use this line towards the end, but you know, just now's a perfect time. This is one of the ones I want to use as I'm walking the dog down the street, because I've always said, if you can't operate, decorate, and this is a phenomenal-looking product.
Well, this is not only is it a phenomenal-looking product, it's a great-sounding product as well. And yes, you can use it with your iPad and your iPhone because there's a little adapter cable that comes with it. And that cable will allow it to plug directly into the iPhone or the iPad.
Everything is obviously very, very important, you know, the look, the sound, the quality. But I think it's even more important when you're talking about a gaming system, and Wags, you play, you know, the games a whole lot more than I do, is the comfort of it as well. You know, guys, I know a lot of the fighters, they would play 10, 12, 15 hours nonstop and never take the product off their head, which is why this product is so important because of the quality and comfort.
Exactly. And it's an open air style headphone, so it's not going to give you that kind of closed in claustrophobic feeling. You can hear a little bit of the other background sounds in the room as you're playing. It also allows you, it's extremely comfortable. It's got the wing support system to really make this headphone a comfortable headphone for long hours of wear. Now, I have to admit, I'm not that much of a game player, but I have used a similar style headphone in my studio, and it is extremely comfortable.
Wags, talk about that, you know, from a standpoint of how long you do play, whether you're playing the soccer game or some of the war games or whatever. And, you know, when you're using a headset that is not comfortable, you know, how the struggle is to continue playing, because I've seen you, and this takes care of that for you.
Yeah, one of my biggest issues is whenever I have a headset on and it folds my ears together, and it really makes me sound like I have gigantic ears, but really just the shape of the headphone doesn't fit, and it's really uncomfortable, especially if you're into a game and you don't want to pause, and you're playing somebody online and it's for bragging rights. You don't want to get up. You don't want to put that on pause just for a little pain.
So a product like this helps, you know, you in not getting the cauliflower ears.
Exactly.
You know, from training.
I'm not a wrestler.
Now you don't have to worry about that. So a lot of great features, Steve, on this product, the ATH-PDG-1.
Well, you know, you talk comfort, and a lot of headsets out there use a vinyl material or a imitation leather type material for the ear pads. In this product, we actually use a real leather material for the ear pads. And as you know, leather is a natural material, so it breathes. And it's, again, it's all about the comfort. With the large 40 millimeter open air diaphragms, the leather ear pads, the wing support system to help hold the headset in place, it is probably the most comfortable gaming headset that you'll ever wear.
This being one of those shows that we never, you know, pre-talk, we never, you know, do any of those meetings to know what's going on.
Right.
I never know what's about to happen. I'm going to throw it back to the fathership. We can't say mothership, because I think Ed has something that he's working on back there. Ed, what's going on?
Yeah, Steve, I was wondering, maybe you had a product or you could work on it for the next show. That I have a situation where at night I like to lay in bed and watch my TV shows, and I like the over-the-ear headphones. I like silence because my wife snores a lot, so I want to be able to hear my program and not disrupt her. So is there something that is Bluetooth made over the ear that would hook to a TV set?
Not yet. Not yet. But stay tuned because there's lots of cool things coming from Audio-Technica this fall. And wouldn't be surprised if by the holiday shopping season you might see that type of an offering. Now, whether we do it in a Bluetooth style over-the-ear headphone or an in-ear style, that's yet to be determined.
Oh, well, maybe we thought of something to invent, huh?
Yeah, there you go. It's something that maybe we'll be able to talk about as we get closer to the Consumer Electronics Show, as I just booked the trip in January. Steve, where can people get more information? Where can they purchase?
You can find out more about this product by visiting our website at www.audio-technica.com. And this product's available at retail and online dealers across the country.
And, of course, you can register up until 11:59 tonight for us to give one of these away. So right at the stroke of midnight, we will select a winner. Steve, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your birthday weekend, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Randy, and have a great weekend as well, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Absolutely. That is Steve Savanu, everyone, from Audio-Technica. We will be giving away, again, the ATH-PDG1. It's the premier gaming headset. And please only register if you play games, because that's the main object of
this.
Makes
sense.
And like I said, I don't like pre-talking, but as I did do my little bit of research, it does say compatible with a PS4, an iPad, an iPhone, laptops, and PC. Also compatible with Xbox One using the Xbox One stereo, not X-Pac. You know, I know you looked at me because we were talking about wrestling. Xbox One using the Xbox One stereo headset adapter found at Xbox.com. So we are going to give that away. All right, we're going to hit a break early, and when we come back, for the last time, I hope, I want to get this stuff off my chest. I'm tired of the Ronda Rousey cyborg ordeal. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what's going on at One Buck, because I've been out there all week. A ton of stuff to get to. And a major, major fight tomorrow night on Fox Sports 1. We'll get to some of it when we return. This is Talking Sports.
Around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, I was going to let it go. There's so much to get to. The Mets are in town. I'm going to see that Seinfeld superstar Keith Hernandez today. You know anything about Keith Hernandez being on Seinfeld? Nope. You just got that look like, what are you talking about?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
Keith Hernandez was on an episode of Seinfeld.
Okay.
Keith Hernandez was the former co-MVP of the St. Louis Cardinals back when I was the bat boy. So I'm going to go down and see him. Hall of Fame this weekend. But I go to my Facebook page, and there's more Ronda Rousey, Floyd Mayweather. Shut up already. It's stupid already. First and foremost, a female and a male will never fight each other.
Fact.
Nobody will ever allow them to fight each other.
Fact.
The commissions would never approve it. It's Fact. Ridiculous to ever think it. And past that, can we stop saying that one sports superstar can beat up another sports superstar? Mm. One sports superstar can hit a longer home run than another sports superstar. I guarantee you, if you say, well, I bet J.J. Watt could hit more home runs than David Ortiz.
Right.
It just sounds stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, and somebody's going to say, no, J.J. Watt can do it. I don't think so.
Okay, well, let's say, theoretically.
Okay. You taking the other side? Is that what you're doing?
Well, no, I'm saying J.J. Watt versus Dominick Sue hitting home runs.
That's not what we're talking about.
I know. I'm changing it up a little bit.
No, that doesn't. This is Ronda Rousey and Floyd Mayweather. They are saying there's some lunatics out there that are saying Ronda Rousey would beat the crap out of Floyd Mayweather.
Right.
Okay. That's not saying two football players are going to now box.
Right.
Because that's what you're saying. You know, you want to say J.J. Watt and Sue are going to fight, who's going to win. That's different than saying, first of all, it's two different sports talking about fighting. Mm-hmm. It's two different fights. If Ronda Rousey boxed Floyd Mayweather, Ronda Rousey would get destroyed.
Yeah.
Period. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're going back and forth, jabbing at each other. You know what Ronda Rousey said at the ESPYs? Mayweather came back and said something. Now Mayweather has come back and said, make over $300 million in 36 minutes, then call me.
Right.
Rousey has responded, read a Dr. Seuss book all the way to the end, then call me. Almost funny. But
when did she say that?
That's, I'm looking at it. Ronda Rousey responded, read a Dr. Seuss book all the way to the end, then call me.
50 Cent had challenged Floyd Mayweather to read a page of Harry Potter.
Now Ronda has gotten in on it. It's stupid. And it's one of the reasons I'm getting pretty ticked off about it. I hate hypotheticals. Because hypotheticals don't happen. hypothetically, well, like in this case, hypothetically, who would win between Ronda Rousey and Floyd Mayweather? It's
in
not going to happen.
It won't, yeah. No
and it's
what.
Two different sports. Now, if Floyd Mayweather was to have a fight, mm-hmm. an MMA fight with Ronda Rousey, then you know what? I may say differently. But that's not what they're talking about, a fight, a boxing fight. They're not saying that Floyd Mayweather would get into an octagon.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ridiculous. Who would win between a boxer and an MMA fighter? In what?
If it's boxing, then probably the boxer. In MMA, probably the MMA fighter.
If you're going to give me equal, okay, an equal boxer and an equal MMA fighter,
mm-hmm.
I will always take the boxer. And, you know, I love MMA mm-hmm. more than anything that I'm doing. Okay? I will always take the boxer over an MMA fighter in a boxing match. I will always take an MMA fighter over a boxer in an MMA fight. Now, could a boxer knock out an MMA guy? I think there's a better chance of a boxer knocking out an MMA guy in an MMA fight than an MMA fighter beating a boxer in a boxing event.
Yes, I agree with that.
You know, guy's going to come in, he's going to try to take him down, he's going to get, you know, hit, and he's going to get knocked out. But it's ridiculous. You know, J.J. Watt is not going to hit more home runs than David Ortiz.
Right, yeah, that's...
It's not going to happen.
David Ortiz is hitting more home runs than most of the other quality home run hitters in baseball. That's their job. Yeah, Watt wouldn't stand a chance, of course.
So that's the thing that kind of bothers me. That's the kind of thing that's ticking me off. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I think that was a Disney song.
Please don't. Please don't.
No, I haven't heard it, but Adam Hayward has made some responses.
Yeah.
Good friend Adam Hayward, former of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now up at Washington. And there is some truth to this, but my thing is, I don't care. Adam came out and said, why is everybody now talking about, and I guess some people have said they're okay with Arian Foster mm-hmm. and his comments saying he doesn't believe in God.
Right.
Yet they dump on Adam, they dump on Tim Tebow, they dump on all these religious people.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, I don't care about any of it. I don't care what you believe in. I don't care what you don't believe in. And I don't know what it's a big deal.
Well, you don't care, but it's not. They're not asking if you care or not. It is, I think the bigger idea is continuity in the locker room. I think that a lot of these guys, they do believe in God. They do like to share their beliefs if and when it's appropriate. Sometimes when it's not appropriate. But I think that if there is, because of this, any sort of tension that is created within the locker room, that's where it's more relevant. I can see that there would be guys who would take issue with his comments. And his comments are completely his opinion, his beliefs, and he's entitled to them. And certainly nobody has the right to say he has to or should feel differently. But there could be an issue within the locker room.
I think what Adam was trying to say is, why is it okay for Arian or anybody else to express to, you know, those comments and not get blasted
mm-hmm.
when Adam gets blasted, when Tim Tebow gets blasted? And
I don't know about Adam. I think one of the big issues with regards to Tebow was how prevalent it was. And how...
Which is the media's fault. It's not Tim's fault.
I don't know if I necessarily agree that with that statement because he is using every single opportunity. And again, this is 100% his right. He can if he wants. He was using every single media opportunity to talk about beliefs. And it came across, it comes across as being in everybody's face about it, when really it's sort of the other way around. And the media, again, he drew a lot of media attention. So they were sticking the cameras and the microphones in his face. But then on the other side, he was using that opportunity to talk about it. And I think that's the only thing, not the fact that he is religious, anything like that. It's more so the fact that it was so common. It was all the time.
So I was in my storage unit a couple days ago, and I found an old Tim Tebow fat head of him Tebowing.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's it. We might have to give that away or get, you know, to somebody that will show it, will display it a little bit better than me just leaving it in the storage unit.
I'm sure there's still some Tebow fans out there.
Tomorrow, Charles Haley, Bettis, Tim Brown, Seau, Shields, Polian, Ron Wolf, and Mick Tillenchoff. All right. So before I went off, because I can't stand, there's a lot of things I can't stand. I hate the senior circuit. I hate that you went 20 years and you didn't get in, so now 20 years later, senior alumni are now going to put people in. I don't like that. I've always said I don't like it. And I went and I just looked up this guy real quick. Mm-hmm. Right? He played in the, I think it was the 60s. He never missed a game in 17 years.
That's pretty impressive.
You know what's more impressive? He never missed a practice.
I would agree. That's even more impressive.
He never missed a practice.
Games.
17 years, never missed a game, never missed a practice. And like it said in the bio, he went up against Nitschke and Butkus and, you know, some pretty big guys.
Hard hitters.
My good friend Ray Nitschke, I'm sure, won most of those battles. But it said he did win. Mick did win a few of those as well.
How many games were there in a season back then? Do you know?
Oh no, smart ass. It's not like I was watching back in the 60s. No, I know that's where you were going.
No, I'm saying how many games were there in a season? How often was he going out on the field?
That's when you're supposed to do from that movie when he said, "So what was Jesus like?"
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, when Kevin Hart says that and you know,
Grudge Match.
I still haven't seen that.
It really is a really good movie. You should watch it.
You know, and it's one I really do
quality.
Want to watch. Speaking of which, we're going to be all over the place, but did you see the major, major auction that's going down next month?
Mm-mm.
I may sell my house. Just so
really?
You know. Yeah. Rocky and Rambo memorabilia going up on the auction block next month. All of his gear. It's all from Stallone. So it's all of his boxing stuff. I might have to sell something.
Yeah, I can see you doing that too. Going back to Mayweather real quick, if he wins this fight against Berto, that puts him at 49-0, which ties him for with Rocky Marciano. You think he does what he did in 2008 and retires for less than a year just so he can come back and get that one extra win?
I don't know how he walks away. I really don't. I know that's what he said. I know he said this is all he wants. And I know he's also said, if you don't like the fight, don't buy it.
Sure.
How about that? He pulled a Dana White out of the hat. If you don't like it, don't buy it. I think it's a bad choice from the boxing world. I mean, Berto's 3-3 in his last six fights. You know, he was on a great run and then 3-3 in his last six. I think right now, what's the odds? Didn't we talk about it last night?
Minus 4,000.
That's insane.
Yeah.
You have to bet $4,000 to win 100.
It makes no sense.
I will throw 10 bucks on Berto.
Now,
depending on what the odds are. Well, I'm saying if he's coming in, and we talked about this last night with the Ronda and the Cyborg fight, Ronda's a decent favorite, but you know Cyborg's coming in at plus or minus whatever the number is, like 190, mm-hmm. which means you have to bet 100 to win 190. To me, that's not a big enough underdog for me to bet it because I'm not a gambler. But if Mayweather is fourth, I believe it's minus 4,000, so if Berto comes in at plus 2,500, I may throw. I won't throw 100 because that's, to me, stupid. But, you know, I might throw 50 bucks on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not going to win, and people are going to say, just give me the 50. But if I bet 50 and I can win 1,500, to me, that's gambling. I could care less about betting on a favorite that's going to give me nothing.
Yeah, it's not worth it
at all.
Yeah,
I'm going to bet $4,000 to win 100.
Now, did Mayweather, to me, the way it's come out is Mayweather picked Berto.
Yes.
He was the one, and he's promoting this fight, so he picked that fighter. And you said that you don't feel from a boxing perspective it's a good pick. Because of his recent record, 3-3, it doesn't do anything for him besides assumedly put another check on his resume.
I don't think any boxing expert, and I'll reach out to Kevin Ioli, you know, in the next couple of days, who's the big boxing guy out in Vegas. I don't think any – well, at minus 4,000, obviously nobody thinks this is going to be much of a fight. So other than the people in the Tampa area, you know, because Berto's, you know, big over there and up in Lakeland and all that, other than that, I don't think nobody thinks – you know, that this fight is worth it, is worth watching, is worth paying. But Mayweather doesn't care.
He doesn't need the money.
And he doesn't need to care. That's the thing. He doesn't need to care.
Now, he says that he is training so much harder for this fight. He wants it to be exciting. He doesn't want it to be like the Pacquiao fight.
It's easier to do that, and it's easier to say that when it is not Pacquiao. You know, and I don't mean any disrespect to Berto, because he's going to see me at some local events, and I don't want him coming up and punching me or whatever. But, you know, if Pacquiao's a 9, let's say Mayweather's a 10 and Pacquiao's a 9, what's Berto? A 5?
Maybe.
So I'm saying, yeah, it's much easier to maybe stay in the pocket and do a whole lot more when it's not Pacquiao, when it's not a guy who could knock your block off. So I'm sure he is training. You know what time he trains? 2:30 in the morning. That's what time.
Just because there's no people?
It's a combination of people. It's a combination of a lot of these guys like to train at night because they fight at night. So, you know, it gets their body in that system.
Sure.
And we all went over to his gym. It's like a dead area during the day because nobody's there. It's only open when Floyd trains.
Again, he doesn't need the money.
You would think. All right, when we come back, we'll talk a little Bucks talk. We'll talk about Winston. We'll talk about what's going over at One Buck Palace. Football this weekend, it's hard to believe that it's here already. The Hall of Fame is tomorrow. Last night, one of the coolest events, one of the coolest things you will ever see and you would ever be able to attend. And we'll talk about that when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick4Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400 seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring at Bucket Buccaneer Bay, Wikiwachee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wikiwachee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wikiwachee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so before we take our phone calls, and again, 866-TAN-1340, I always forget to give it out. One of the coolest things, one of the funniest traditions in sports, You get a milestone. Normally it's like a rookie or a young guy, whether it's your first hit, your home run or whatever, and it just happened
it's
with
something big.
I think his name's
Richie Schaefer.
Yep. He hits the home run and he comes into the dugout, and all of the Rays are like in a circle. Normally they like all run into the clubhouse. Well, here they're just in a circle, and Richie's high-fiving air. And it's not just that he was high-fiving air. It was like he was smiling and pretending to talk.
He was getting into it.
Yeah, he was pretending to talk to the people that were not high-fiving him back.
I think he hugged somebody.
It was the funniest, awesome thing I've seen in a long time. Then he just goes to walk by the scrum, and Evan Longoria pulls him in, and they jump around and high-five. And
to me, a little bit of the silent treatment.
It was so cool. It was so fun. And speaking of cool and fun, let's go to the phone lines. Your nephew, your brother from another mother, on the line right now. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Randy? Great show today.
Thank you very little.
Well, I'm fired up for this weekend.
Let me guess. Mets are going to sweep Rays?
Mets over the Rays, 2 out of 3, and the Yankees over the Blue Jays, 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3
Wags,
Yankees.
I know my sports, Wags.
You don't know my nickname, though, but that's okay. I'll say you're not going out on a limb with the Mets. Obviously, they're number one in the NL East, so that's
Mets,
probably safe.
Mets just got done sweeping the Miami Marlins and the Washington Nationals there, Wag. Wag, you take me to the game this weekend?
I'll meet you there. You meet me at the
window. Did you get your card?
I've got my registration. I'm good to go for the honor pass. So
take him to a game, shut him up, and then just leave him once you get him in.
I will see you 2 hours before the game. How about that?
Which game?
Any of them. Well, all of them.
All of them.
2 hours at the ticket window.
All right, I'm going to try to get this done for you, Rob. All right, thanks for calling. So you go down there, you pull up the tickets, you get them in, and then you leave. Then if there's an obligation, I don't know if he won a bet or you lost a bet or he just needs to get in. First, he needs to get down there. How's he going to get there? You're not going to go pick him up, are you?
I love how I'm being volunteered for all this stuff. It's not like I have other plans for this weekend.
You know what? This is what I'll do.
What?
I'm going to the game tonight.
Okay. Yes, Rob, you are. Yeah.
Rob, you get your ass down there, and I'll take you in.
There you go.
How's that?
Have to be there 2 hours prior to the game.
No, you don't have to. You can be there an hour before. You can pick up the tickets starting 2 hours before.
Starting to. Okay.
So call Ed, Rob, and you tell him, I don't want to talk to you, I don't want this live on the air. You call, tell Ed what time you will be at the front window, and I will come out and I will give you one of the tickets that I'll go down, and I'll sit in the seat because, you know, you can't like just give them away, so you'll be my guest. I'll take you in, and we'll watch at least one batter together.
There you go. There you have
one
it.
One batter.
You now have
hey, batter,
plans.
Batter. Hey, you know, I always hated that. Hey, batter, batter. I hated that.
Swing a batter.
I think that's the most unsportsmanlike thing you can teach kids at 8, 9, 10 years old. I'm not doing a shoot here. I'm not doing Roddy Piper. I think it's very unsportsmanlike, and I hated it. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't remember me having the kids do it back when I coached. I thought it was awful.
But you're okay with stealing signs?
Well, I was really good at
it.
I was really good at that. Well, there's a big difference there. I think there's a difference. Stealing signs is your stupidity as a catcher allowing me to steal them. Hey, batter, batter, hey. Screaming at a batter, screaming at him as a projectile is being thrown at you is a little bit different.
If you can't focus enough to – personally, if it ever happened to me while I was at bat, I never knew it. Not once.
I never
heard it. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Do they do it at the college level?
No.
Do they do it when you played for Team USA?
No.
Do they do it in the major leagues?
No.
So why are you doing it at 8-year-olds who don't even know what they're doing? They're scared out of their skin as to begin with.
I will say I'm sure at the professional level they're yelling a couple other things. I'm sure we've seen that in plenty of other cases where it's a little bit different, not quite hey, batter, batter.
Hey, batter, batter. I got to tell you this funny thing. I was with Jay the other day, and I don't know if I hooked him on it or if he saw me playing it and he just brought it up, but there's an app. It's a baseball app that I have been playing nonstop. Do you play any?
You haven't even told me about this.
It's a lot of fun. It is called, and I'm going to go to it real quick. It's called Baseball 2015, I think.
Okay.
And David Ortiz is like the featured guy. He's on the outside of it. It's called Tap Sports Baseball 2015.
All righty.
It drives me crazy. You know why? After a pitcher strikes you out, he does the fist pump, and I want to storm my phone. I'm like, you should be able to hit a button and let the batter run out.
Crawl through the screen.
That's
pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
That's pretty funny.
It kind
of
drove me.
Speaking of getting hooked and talking about baseball and whatnot, the Boston mayor is talking about trying to ban smokeless tobacco from all baseball fields in the city. Little League all the way up through...
Outstanding.
Up to Fenway.
Outstanding.
Does that, because the pros are role models...
Well, we can argue that at another show. Go ahead.
That example...
No, I didn't mean to break your thought.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You completely threw me off there.
Okay.
Because they are examples to younger players, does that supersede their rights to use smokeless tobacco?
First of all, you have very little rights in a public facility. I think they should ban that fake thing that everything's going around. It drives me crazy. Hey, I'm just saying. I don't like it. I'm in a movie theater, and a guy in front of me is blowing that smoke crap. You know, I don't like it, so I'm okay with them banning that. I'm okay with them banning cigarettes. And the spit stuff, you know, our good buddy, you know, who we hang out with all the time. Matter of fact, I need him to do something that I'm paying him for, but I need him to do something, so I'm not going to mention him by name. But, you know, every 6 seconds he's spitting. Pretty gross.
My dad, all the time, he used Skoll, Copenhagen, Red Man, the long leaf, he'd chew tobacco. It drove me absolutely nuts. If you're around it, it's one thing, but if you're Joe Schmo MLB fan, that doesn't matter.
I was at something and I don't remember really what it was. And I've been trying to think about it for days, but two security guards came over and told a guy he couldn't be doing the fake thing. And he said, "Oh, yes, I can. This isn't smoking." And he's arguing with these two security people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "No, you can't. You have to stop." So I'm cool with it. Let's move to Boston.
Shipping up to Boston?
Shipping up
Is
to Boston.
Is that what you're saying?
We'll do a little Boston. Gotcha. How about that Alden Smith clown?
DUI?
Oh, my God. How many chances do you want? How many chances do you think you are owed? And now I think that's the end of his chances.
Well, yeah. I think that obviously DUI is something that is not handled lightly. Now, he's also dealt with some other stuff. I guess he was the one...
He's been released by the Niners. By the way.
He was in the airport, right?
Yeah, and mentioned the bomb thing.
Right. So, obviously, you've had your issues in the past. Then you actually...
You're talking about me or him?
Get arrested. No, for him.
Okay. I've had issues, too.
That's a story for a later day as well. You get to the point where you're running out of chances. Although we've seen plenty of other guys have plenty of other issues and get their multiple second chances. And now we're talking about Patrick Kane and his issues in the past. And now we're talking about the rape word is being used and sexual assault, and that stuff is not taken lightly.
And it shouldn't be.
You're right, it shouldn't be, but with maybe Alden Smith, he's run out. I would say that Patrick Kane is a bigger star, in quotes.
Sure.
So what sort of second chances could he get possibly in the future? Obviously, there's plenty of an investigation that has to be.
Right, it depends on how
still.
This plays out. You know, I mean, second chance he will have, if he is found guilty of any of whatever, he'll be like Mike Tyson, go to prison and come out and he'll play again. There's no doubt he'll play again. And I'm okay with that.
If he's found innocent.
No, if he's found guilty. If you're found guilty of something and the government sanctions you for whatever, years, Mike Tyson did his time, he should get a second chance. He paid his
debt
dues.
To society.
He paid his debt to society. I'm okay with that. This clown gets chance after, not him, gets right. chance after chance after chance, and he doesn't deserve another chance.
Hit and run DUI vandalism.
They're going to put him in the same cell, allegedly, as John Jones. When does that thing happen? The court case.
I'm sure that his legal team is going to delay it as much as physically possible because, again, the longer it's out of the public eye and the longer it's not happening, the more likely people are going to forget about it. And then it'll run its course and everybody will be like, oh, yeah, that...
But he still has to go to court
and whatnot, right?
I don't think. And again, I'm the naive one. We need the conspiracist here who does the Thursday night show. I don't think if he's going to get X, if he goes to court the day after he did it, or if he goes to court next year, he'll still get X. He still allegedly left a scene of a hit and run,
right?
Allegedly, the driver of the other car got hurt. Not allegedly, she did. So that's not going to change. But whatever. When we come back, we need to talk a little bit about the Bucks. I've been out at camp. We'll talk a little bit about Winston. I love how people, and I get calls every day, how are the Bucks looking? How can you tell? But we'll talk about that. We'll throw a little more love to the Hall of Fame. We're waiting to find out the Buccaneer Fan Hall of Fame voting has been going on, and we're hoping to get an update before this program is over. Live from the bunker, this is Talking Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair.
Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
So how's Winston looking?
I don't know. I'm playing baseball on my phone.
How's he looking? Is he reading the defense well?
That's what everybody's saying.
Is he throwing INTs?
That he's making...
Is he making poor choices?
Making waves.
He's thrown a couple INTs. But again, it's week one. Now, they've been out there. They've done stuff since, you know, he's been drafted. But I don't know how you can get anything out of the first week. I don't know how you're going to get anything out of the first preseason game. It's going to take time. First, they got to figure out who's going to play offensive line. I heard you're playing left tackle.
I am. Yeah, so, I don't know if anybody else knew that, but yeah, you had the inside scoop.
So, Mr. Orr, please protect the line side. I think they'll be fine. I just don't want to publicly go down the schedule because right now, all you can go by is last year.
Yeah.
So, if you go by last year, obviously, it could be a bad long year.
It was a little rough.
But I like a lot of things that they have done, not what's going on at training camp. They have arguably one of the top receivers in football. They have arguably, maybe not even arguably, the best linebacker in football. They have one of the best defensive linemen in football. They have the start of some guys. And just like anything, I've always said, it's not your superstars that are going to lead you to victories. It's your role guys.
The fill-ins everywhere around you to help
you expect your superstars to perform. It's you need everybody else to maybe overachieve a little, you know, to step up. You know, you look at any baseball team that's won.
Have somebody have some breakout year or even just a couple weeks in the case of football. Have a couple extra INTs or a couple extra sacks.
When the Bucs win week one.
Passes defense.
When the Buccaneers beat the Titans in week one, and that's what I'm predicting right now.
Okay.
This entire city is going to say they're headed to the playoffs.
Winston's the going to lead us to victory.
He is the Tom Brady without deflated footballs. Do you think that's – what's going to happen with that? Now that it's public and everything and he has sworn under oath –
I think, honestly, you take this to trial, this is going to end up worse for Brady.
How can it be worse?
Because he's going to perjure himself.
So you think he's lying?
Well, I think there's some shady stuff that he did, and at some point in time, he's going to get caught in a lie of some sort, and he's going to end up perjuring himself in federal court.
Okay, interesting. He better be really, really careful. Does this, because I was arguing with somebody, and you're going to love my comeback, unless you saw the post, and I need to stop posting because it gets me in trouble. Will this affect Tom Brady going to the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Why?
Because the flack that's going to come along with all that already has come along with this, again, should it be based specifically on what they've done on the field? Yes. Does that necessarily only play into the decisions made by the voters? No.
Well, this does kind of come into play of what he's done on the field. There's no doubt.
For part of one season. And yes, it was a couple big, very important games, sure. But if you're talking about his career and everything he has done.
I know how you're going to respond to what I'm about to tell you.
Drop in the bucket.
But I'm still going to do it, and we can argue about this later. Gaylord Perry's in the Hall of Fame. There is no bigger cheater in all of sports. And he was a blatant cheater, and he laughed about his cheating. And if you look over right there, do you see that right there? Do you know what that is? That is a bottle of Gaylord Perry Vaseline.
Vaseline, yeah. Is that signed?
Yes, by Gaylord Perry. So I'm saying this is a guy that mocked the fact that he was a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the Hall of Fame. How can Tom Brady not go to the Hall of Fame? I'm not a voter, so I have to say. But
correct me if I'm wrong, but you said, will it affect his chances? Not will he or won't he.
Well, okay. Will he get in?
I think.
Is that different? You want me to say it that way? Will he get in?
Will he get in? I think he's going in. Yeah. Yep.
We will see. And he's got 3 weeks to get it through federal court. Because if it's.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying if you don't get it in by week one or week two, then what's the point?
You're going to be missing games anyway.
You're missing the games. It really doesn't matter about perception. People that think you're a cheater are going to think you're a cheater whether you go through federal court or not. Federal court could find you innocent.
And people still think that you're a cheater, absolutely.
How about some guy by the name of O.J. Simpson?
Yep.
He went through court. He was found not guilty. Yet everybody, most people, believe that he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. It's perception. So he's already tagged with it. So if it's to save money, I don't even know about reputation. It's to save, you know, part of that $1.8 million. If you get into week two, if you get into week three, just pull the plug.
Let it happen.
Get through the 4 weeks. You're screwed. They can't give you the 4 weeks back.
Fair enough.
And the Patriots may say, you know, who knows? They may still pay him anyway. But they're going to say, well, you didn't play. How can we pay you?
Which I understand. I completely.
I think Kraft takes care of him, though. I really do.
Kraft.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I call him Kraus.
Yeah.
That's because we had Jerry Kraus on the other day.
Yeah, if you go back and look at what he has done, he being Brady for the franchise, Bob Kraft feels that he is a huge reason why they're there. He'll take care of him. He's got his boys back.
Thoughts on the Hall of Fame game? Not care. I don't care.
Nope.
Which is why one reason why I didn't go.
I don't know.
Oh, I did mention this. The coolest event that you could ever go to as a casual fan.
The coolest? The coolest?
The cool. What word do you want me to use?
The coolest. I don't know. I'm messing around.
Friday night in Canton when the Hall of Famers get their jackets. It's a big banquet dinner. I went with Lightning Steel, and we went the year Sapp went in. And 135 Hall of Famers are there, and they walk them out. And, you know, then the guy goes – each of the Hall of Fame guys that get their jacket go into the center, and they present them the jacket. To me, it's one of the coolest sporting events. It's one of the coolest events I've ever been to. And you know me. I could care less about much.
About anything.
Maybe we should have a contest. What do I really care about? Top five things. Think about it. This is your homework for next week.
Oh, God.
Top five things. Not even top. Name five things I care about, and family doesn't count, you know, because then you would fill up your five. But being at that sporting event, being at that event, because was it sports or not, I don't know how to really relate it to it, but it was cool. You know, you see these guys that you've seen play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Don Shula looked really bad, so it's kind of like meeting your idols, and not that they're my idols, I'm just saying, and seeing a guy who can hardly walk. I'm in the Hall of Fame, and I said how bad Don Shula looked last night at this event. And this lady gets all over me. Well, at 82 years old, blah, blah, blah. I go, ma'am, my grandfather's, at the time he was 98,
well,
I guess.
Yeah.
My grandfather's 98. He's cutting his own yard. You know, so don't say because he's 82 that gives him a right to, you know, walk with 17 canes and, you know, whatever. I just said it was a shame to see him like that. It was a shame to see him in that situation.
Because you think of him in one light.
Right.
On the sideline.
Don Shula, the greatest number one draft pick of all time in any sport. Think about it. Think about it. You've got a week.
I'm thinking.
And we'll talk about it next week. If you want, we are doing a UFC giveaway, so check the contest out on Facebook and on Twitter. On Twitter, we are at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wiggs.
See everybody next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay.
The ratings triumph for the debate. Wall Street is falling. I'm Ann Cates. The winner of the Republican presidential debate, the ratings. 24 million people tuned in, making it the highest-rated presidential primary debate in history. Correspondent Bob Costantini reports.
Four governors on stage in the debate on Fox News Channel tried to come off as the adults in the sometimes bickering arena. Chris Christie.
We have a lot of work to do in New Jersey, but I am darn proud.